Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How could I help you?
Yes, I was calling. I needed to cancel. Apparently, there was a reorder that I was not aware of.
Okay. Well, I'd be more than happy to look into that for you. Could you provide me with your zip code, please?
Sure. 32909.
Okay.
Had a charge that was denied on my visa for 8590.
Okay. Sure. And could I have your first and last name, please?
Sure. Mario Zena.
Okay. And let me see here. And so, yes, sir. So I do see that you did receive the keto and cleanse. And that did start a 14-day trial. After the 14 days, you were attempted to be billed the full amount of the product. And if you were wanting to continue to receive the product, I can offer a 35% discount. And that discount will last until you no longer want that product.
Yeah, no, I don't want it. My daughter cannot take it since she's breastfeeding.
Oh, okay. Well, I understand.
And this was for those diet pills?
Yes.
Okay, and that's listed under Pure Lavish Tone Renewal?
Well, the transaction name is always different than the company's name,
okay.
But it was for the keto and cleanse.
And that was the $85.90?
Right, and the $94.90, both of those were declined, but that is the full amount for both products. And since it was both, since it was two products, it was two separate charges.
I see. Okay, so I don't have to call back for the other one because it gave me a different number, but $94.90. Okay.
No, sir. I'm doing both for you.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And okay, so I did go ahead and get that canceled for you, so there'll be no further charges and also no further product.
Okay.
And thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
All right, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.